In 1995, the five-year survival rate for a woman diagnosed with breast cancer was 86%. Today, the rate is over 90%.
The cure rate for HER2-positive breast cancer in 1995 was half of what it is today. Back then, there were no meds for it, but today there are four.
So we've made incredible advances in breast imaging over the past 20 years. The quality of mammography has greatly increased. We've gone from film mammography to digital mammography. We've added ultrasound and breast MRI to our armamentarium, and we are finding breast cancers earlier stage and smaller than ever before.
20 years ago, family, friends, and football came together at the inaugural Bears Care Gala, raising funds to support Chicago area breast cancer research and treatment programs. In the years that followed, Bears Care has helped fund groundbreaking research and treatment in both breast and ovarian cancer.
Bears Care helped me to better understand the biology of ovarian cancer, to really understand what leads to ovarian cancer, what makes it spread, and how we can perhaps target this to find better treatments.
Ovarian cancer mortality rates fell at an average of 1.6% each year from 2001 to 2010.
When I first started doing this 37 years ago, the average survival for a patient with advanced ovarian cancer was 15 months. It's now over 5 years.
10 years ago, few ovarian cancers were believed to be genetically related. But today, as a result of genetic sequencing, nearly 25% of the ovarian cancers are in fact genetically related.
Since 1995, researchers have identified genetic mutations such as BRCA1 and 2, which help doctors identify women at higher risk for ovarian cancer.
We've been able to totally change the landscape of clinical care for women who have a true increased risk for ovarian cancer.
20 years ago, less than 20 people per year received genetic counseling at Stroger Hospital. Now, more than 250 people a year receive these services to better understand and manage their risk of cancer.
I think that we've really been able to spread the word around prevention. I think genetic testing has become a lot more widely available. We're testing for a lot more genes and finding a lot more genes that are associated with breast cancer, giving us an opportunity to screen earlier, to take medications to prevent breast cancer, and to look at other risk-reducing options to help prevent breast cancer.
Together, we've made forward progress these past 20 years. Your support has helped save lives and has improved the quality of life for breast and ovarian cancer patients. There are countless men and women, our family, our friends, our teammates, who have and who will benefit.
We were a very small program 6 or 7 years ago, and we had very small focused areas that we wanted to work on, and it's allowed us to blossom into different areas and to launch into doing some clinical trials that we would not have been able to do otherwise, that other people would not fund were it not for Bears Care.
The nearly $12 million you have donated to Bears Care has supported innovative research, provided quality mammography services to low-income women, and kept Chicago in the forefront of cancer care. As national, public, and private funding sources have decreased their investment in cancer research, our supporters have stayed strong.
Bears Care helped fund clinical trials of several drugs, including Herceptin, with significantly advanced treatment and therapy options for women.
Today, breast cancer, the diagnosis of breast cancer no longer means that you're going to die from breast cancer. Many women survive breast cancer and die of other things. So I think we've come a long way in those 20 years.
While doctors have made progress on early diagnosis and strides in identifying patients at risk for ovarian cancer, most still present with advanced disease. There's more work to do.
We can start that work tonight. Help us continue to move the chains in the fight against cancer. Celebrate how far we've come and give generously tonight to extend what we hope will be our winning drive.
I want to sincerely congratulate Bears Care on reaching their 20th anniversary. It's an incredible milestone, and I can't tell you how much good you have done over that past 20 years.
Congratulations to Bears Care on the 20th anniversary. It's been an incredibly wonderful and important organization for healthcare research and providers in Chicago, and there is nothing like this organization anywhere.